listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Looking for some fun things to do on Labor Day weekend? Well, the big Tumbleweed Music Festival is going on in Richland, Washington, and that's starting Thursday, September 3rd, running through Labor Day weekend. You know, things are different this year, and we've got the festival coordinator here, David Carson, to let us know what's going on. Well, first off, David, welcome to the show, and I know that everything usually takes place on the banks of the Columbia River, but what's happening this year with what's the craziness going on?
Well, thanks for having me, Wendy. Of course, as with so many things, the COVID pandemic has knocked our plans for a loop. We figured out throughout April that it was going to be impossible for us to safely hold a physical festival in the park. There was just no way that we could meet the requirements that were only then really being developed for things like that.
Right.
So we decided in early May, we decided to make the festival virtual rather than cancel it outright. So from May to now, we've been learning how and pounding through getting a online music festival built from the ground up.
Well, let's kind of walk through it then, just to kind of get a feel of what's going to take place. Because for folks that have never been to the festival, for instance, you've got so many different things happening there every year. You've got the different stages, you've got the, you know, the contra dance, all of it. So why don't we start out by just talking about maybe some of how you're grouping things and how the performances are going to be.
We are trying to replicate as much as we can the normal festival experience. We normally have 5 outdoor and 2 indoor stages and 2 workshop rooms. And on Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have a new performer or new act on each of those locations every 40 minutes. This year, because it's very difficult to actually perform music remotely, if you're a group and you're having to stay in your own houses, it's really difficult. So all of our performances are going to be pre-recorded. We have around 70 individual performances of about 10 to 15 minutes each, and we're putting approximately 10 on each stage, which we are calling after our traditional stages. We have a north stage, south stage, river stage, west stage, an art gallery stage, and a community center stage. We also added some more because we got so many performances. We have, as I said, over 70. We have almost 15 hours of performances that will be on those stages. We'll also have a Friday night concert. We traditionally open with a concert featuring younger performers and younger style music than much of the weekend. We are going to have our traditional benefit concert on Saturday night with 3 headliners. Those are the Go-Janes and David Maloney, who is familiar from Riley and Maloney. And our anchor act for the Saturday night concert is Shanghai Down the Willamette.
I love it. And every year you've got a theme. So what's going on this year?
This year's theme was picked to be wind, because wind is something that is a constant here in the Columbia Basin. Everyone here, anyway, can relate to it. And so we got, as usual, we got over 40 entries to the Jane Titlin Memorial Songwriting Contest, in which a new song is to be written based on the theme of the festival.
I love it. That's always exciting to find out which one it is and how it came about.
Yes, we have the 10 finalists. Their performances of their songs will be on another virtual stage, and the winner of the songwriting contest, as usual, their performance will be a part of the Saturday concert, the announcement, and then their performance. It will be edited in.
What about the cost for this, that since you're doing it virtual, how's that going to work?
Just like the real festival, almost everything is free.
Okay.
The only 2 events that are going to have an admission fee are the Saturday concerts and the Sunday night live contra dance. We're doing this as a pay what you want, but our suggested donation for the Saturday concert is $15, and the suggested donation for the contra dance is $8. And you can get to the place to buy tickets for those through our festival website. We have a coming soon page, we call it, the tumbleweedmusicfestival.org. It will show you what's going to be there and allow you to buy your tickets for the concert.
Perfect. Now, let's know, for folks that have never been to the festival, let's talk about, you mentioned a few of the different acts that you've got, the different types of music that they can expect that you guys have.
Well, this year we have a very wide range because we have so many people who have sent us performances. Traditionally, we have a lot of acoustic folk music. We've got bluegrass, we've got blues, we've got country, we've got Irish music, we have a lot of nautical music. That's a big tradition at Tumbleweed to tie in with the nautical music community from around the Northwest. This year we've got Irish music from some performers in Ireland who heard about our festival and got in touch with us and asked if they could join as well.
So, I love it. So this has maybe drawn more different acts from around the world by doing it virtual.
It really is. We have three acts that are based in Ireland. One is a longtime Tumbleweed regular who now lives in Ireland, Tom Lewis. He used to live in B.C. and was one of the great nautical performers throughout the country and the world. And we have the two other Irish acts that got in touch with us is a young band called Sunshakers and a band from Dingle called The Blow-In. And we're thinking about calling ourselves now the Tumbleweed International Music Festival.
There you go. There you go. And I would imagine, you know, you draw usually, gosh, it seems like anywhere from, well, close to 4,000 people a year. Isn't that right?
That's how much we estimate passes through the festival through the course of the weekend. We don't have admission. We don't have entry control. So we're just based on the density of the crowds and the flows in and out. It looks a lot like one of the other large events that happens in the park here locally that they claim about 4,000 people.
So, yeah, but now you're reaching folks from all over the world. So, gosh, I'm sure that's going to ramp up even more.
We're hoping that people any and everywhere will tune in and watch some of our performances. On each stage, each performance is going to be individually accessible.
I love it. That's great. So, and then folks, yeah, so folks can watch it after the fact, right?
Yes, we're going to leave the festival site up and running all the way until next August, just a couple weeks before the next festival.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's going to be on demand. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, you touched on the different workshops you have. Let's kind of go into that a little bit, what's going on this year, because the workshops are really cool, and people love the workshops. So how's that going to work?
We have seven different workshops this year. They will be run as Zoom meetings for a limited number of participants who will be the people actually participating, but we'll be live streaming them as well so that anybody can sit back and watch, and those will be recorded, so they will be available on the website as long as it is open. We have a workshop on chord science for songwriters, one on Western swing for guitar, one on bottleneck slide guitar, one on lead guitar made easy, two slightly different ones that we're excited about, a capoeira martial arts workshop and a flamenco dance workshop, and one on running a Zoom music event. One of our committee members is in the audio business. He normally runs the sound on our North Stage, but he has been making a living during shutdown by helping all kinds of organizations, churches, and schools, and other groups and other music groups set up online places to do things. So he's got some special tricks for doing that he's going to talk about in his workshop.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, we're talking about the fact that this is obviously going to be all over the world, but you guys usually draw from, you know, your regional event, but you actually, I don't think people know this, but you draw different performers coming from not only the Northwest, like, say, Washington and Oregon and thereabouts, but, you know, you've got Idaho, Montana, British Columbia, I mean, in Alaska, Arizona. I mean, I've even heard from, you know, folks from Nashville and New York as well.
Yes, we have all of those performers here this year from New York, from Nashville, from Arizona. The ones I spoke of who came in from Ireland. We have performers from Canada. From most of our regular performers have submitted. So we have one of our what I call wild caught act, like the two from Ireland that called us, is a man from Indiana, a longtime singer-songwriter, heard about us, thought it sounded cool, wanted to perform, so he's going to be in there as well.
Well, I love it. And you said Saturday night concert's going to feature the Go-Janes and David Maloney. Is that right?
That's correct. And Shanghai on the Willamette.
I love it. And, you know, before we head out, let's talk a little bit about how this is all put together, because it's a big, big deal. You were talking about months you've been just putting the virtual together, but all year you guys are putting this together with the Three Rivers Folklife Society, and you've got hundreds, well, you've got, I know, at least 100 volunteers that serve for this purpose every year. Isn't that right?
Well, the planning committee typically is about a dozen. On the days of the festival, though, yes, we do have literally hundreds of volunteers who will take a shift doing something, whether it's emceeing a stage or helping the MC or selling buttons or sitting at the information booth, instrument check, just all kinds of things that volunteers do. We couldn't do it without volunteers. This year, we've had some remarkable people turn up and volunteer to be on the planning committee directly with incredible skills that just exactly matched the needs that we desperately had but did not know. A user experience designer of 30 years standing. As I said, our sound man, we have our editor had come to us the year before. He and his wife have made short documentary films about bicycle riding all over the country. And they came here and heard about Tumbleweed and love folk music. They wanted to do a documentary about Tumbleweed, but it changed over into his being our primary video editor, and he has done remarkable work. He's helped us so much. All these people that I cannot thank them enough, thank the members of the committee, because everybody has stretched and worked at climbing the steep, steep learning curve and making things happen.
And this year was a challenge. There's no two ways about it, but it sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Why don't we give the information for folks so they know how to go to the virtual festival and all the good stuff?
The music festival website is tumbleweedmusicfestival.org, and our regular information website is tumbleweedfest.com. And currently you can see our schedules and information on how to apply to be in workshops and our live shanty sing that is taking the place of the traditional after party. And I'm just about to post the instructions for how to apply to participate in the concert dance.
Well, it's exciting. Well, I thank you, David, so much for stopping by today. Once again, David Carson of the Tumbleweed. We're going to call it the Tumbleweed Virtual Music Festival this year. You know, it's just going to be exciting. So I'm definitely going to be checking it out.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And yes, everyone, be well, stay home and watch the Tumbleweed Virtual Music Festival this year.
And you're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We've got more coming up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Terry with Tri-Cities Rotary Club's Great Mid-Columbia Duck Race, and I'm thrilled to share with you my recent experience at the area's newest and most luxurious bed and breakfast, Cameo Heights Mansion. Charming architecture tucked among orchards and vineyards, exquisite dining and luxurious rooms that pamper to your every need. But it's the gracious hospitality of your hosts, Alan and Deanne. They are genuine individuals gifted with pure heart. I encourage you to find your way to this heavenly place, Cameo Heights Mansion, and create a memory that will last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Don Hart with the Tri-City Sports Council and the Hall of Fame, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, down at Cameo Heights Mansion. My wife and I were looking for a relaxing weekend. They go the extra mile for everything you want to do. They truly pamper you, and it makes for a great romantic weekend with that special someone.
Cameo Heights Mansion, where luxury and romance are yours.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
The Tumbleweed Music Festival is traditionally held every Labor Day in Howard Amon Park along the banks of the Columbia River in Richland, Washington. 2020 marks our 24th annual festival. This year, however, the Tumbleweed Festival is going virtual as an online music festival. The online version of Tumbleweed will still have as many of the normal events as we can cram into the internet. 8 stages with over 60 pre-recorded performances, 2 free concerts, 7 live-streamed workshops, 1 paid admission Tumbleweed benefit concert, and a live contra dance. The festival will open on Thursday, September 3rd, when our festival website, tumbleweedmusicfestival.org, goes live. We plan on leaving the festival available until August of 2021, so you can watch as many times as you want. You can find our list of stages and events at tumbleweedfest.com. Hope to see you there!